ఓం శాంతి. బాబా సాకార్ మురళి. డేట్ ఈస్ 31st 12 2022. ఎసెన్స్: స్వీట్ చిల్డ్రన్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు సెలిబ్రేట్ ద ఫెస్టివల్ ఆఫ్ శివ్ జయంతి విత్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పాంప్ అండ్ స్ప్లెండర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అ డే ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఫర్ యూ. గివ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ద ఫాదర్స్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్. క్వశ్చన్: Which children harm themselves very much? When do they incur a loss? Answer: The children who stop studying while moving along cause themselves great harm. Every day, Baba gives so many diamonds and jewels and tells you so many deep points. If you don't study regularly, you would incur a loss. You would fail, lose your elevated sovereignty of heaven and destroy your status. Song: O traveler of the night, do not become weary. The destination of dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. This night and day is for human beings. There isn't night and day for Shiv Baba. It is for you children. It is for human beings. The night of Brahma and the day of Brahma are remembered. The saying is not the night of Shiva and the day of Shiva. It would not be said about just Brahma alone. It isn't the night of just one. It is remembered as the night of Brahmins. You know that it is now the end of the path of devotion. Together with that, it is also the end of extreme darkness. The Father says, I come when it is the night of Brahma. You have now begun to start moving towards the dawn. When you come and become the children of Brahma, you are called Brahmins. After the night of Brahmins comes to an end, the day of the deities begins. Brahmins then become deities. A very big change takes place through this yajna. The old world changes and becomes new. The Iron Age is the old age and the Golden Age is the new age. The Silver Age is then 25% old and the Copper Age is 50% old. The name of the age also changes. Everyone would call the Iron Age the old world. The Father is called Ishwar, God. He establishes the godly kingdom. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. It takes time. In fact, it is a matter of a second, but it does take time for your sins to be destroyed. Because there are the sins of half a cycle on your heads. The Father creates heaven and so you children will become the masters of heaven. However, it does take time to remove the burden of sin from your heads. You have to have yoga. You definitely have to consider yourselves to be souls. Previously, when you said Baba, you remembered your physical fathers. Now when you say Baba, your intellects go upwards. It wouldn't be in the intellect of anyone else in the world that we souls are the children of the spiritual father. All three are father, teacher and guru are spiritual. We have to remember him. Those are old bodies and so why should you decorate them? However, internally you understand that you are now in the stage of simplicity. You are about to go to your in-laws' home in the new world. Nothing will remain at the end. We will then become the masters of the world. At this time, it is as though the whole world is in exile. What does it have to offer? nothing at all. When it was your in-laws' home, there were palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. There were a lot of riches. You now have to go from your parents' home to your in-laws' home. Whom have you now come to? You would say that you have come to Bab Dada. The father has entered Dada. Dada is a resident of this place. So Bab and Dada are combined. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the purifier. When he spoke this knowledge, if his soul had been in Krishna, Krishna would then be called Bab Dada. However, it doesn't seem right to call Krishna Bab Dada. Only Brahma is remembered as the father of humanity, Prajapita. The father has explained that this is a cycle of 5,000 years. When you children hold an exhibition, you should also write this. We showed you this exhibition 5,000 years ago, and we also explained to you how you can claim your inheritance of heaven from the unlimited Father. We are once again celebrating Trimurti Shiv Jayanti exactly as we did 5,000 years ago. You definitely have to write these words. Baba is giving these directions and you have to follow them. You have to make preparations for Shiv Jayanti. When people see new things, they will be amazed. You should have a lot of splendor. We are celebrating Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. We are going to take a holiday for this. The holiday for Shiv Jayanti is official. Some have a holiday and others don't. This is a very big day for you, just as Christians celebrate Christmas. They celebrate with a lot of happiness. You should now celebrate with happiness. Tell everyone that we are claiming our inheritance from the unlimited Father. Those who know this will celebrate in happiness. They will meet among themselves at the centers. Not everyone can come here. We are celebrating the birthday. There cannot be death for Shiv Baba. Just as Shiv Baba has come, so he will go away. The knowledge is to be completed. The war will begin. That's all. That one doesn't have a body of his own. You children have to consider yourselves to be souls and become completely soul conscious. This requires effort. You are soul conscious in the golden age. There will be no untimely death there. Here death comes while you are just sitting somewhere. You have heart failure. They would then say that is God's will. However, that is not God's will. You would say that it is destined in the drama, that such was his part in the drama. It is now the Iron Age and the world of the Golden Age will be new. The palaces of the Golden Age will be decorated with so many diamonds. There will be plenty of wealth there. However, there cannot be a full description of it. When there are earthquakes, etc., everything breaks up and goes down below. So you have to use your intellects and think about all of these things. This is food for the intellect. Your intellects have now gone up above. By knowing the Creator, you also know the creation. You have the secrets of the whole world in your intellects. God is the highest on high in the drama. Then there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. We can tell you the occupation of all these three and what their parts are. Such a big mela takes place for Jagdamba. What is the relationship between Jagdamba and Jagatpita? No one knows this because it is an incognito thing. This one sitting here is the mother that one was adopted. This is why the pictures are made of that one. That one is called Jagdamba. She is Saraswati, the daughter of Brahma. Although she is given the title mother, she is a daughter. She used to sign her name Brahma Kumari Saraswati. You used to call her Mama. It doesn't seem right to call Brahma mother. A very refined intellect is needed to understand and explain all of these things. These are deep matters. Whoever's temple you go to, you would instantly know their occupation. When you go to the temple of Guru Nanak, you would instantly be able to tell them when he will come again. Those people don't know anything because they have elongated the duration of the cycle. You can speak about this. The father says, look how I am teaching you. Look how I come. This doesn't refer to Krishna. People continue to study the Gita. Some remember the 18 chapters and they are praised so much. If one of them relates even one slok, that is verse, people sing his praise and say that there is no other soul as great as him. Nowadays, there is also a lot of occult power. They perform a lot of black magic. There is a lot of cheating in the world. The father gives you such easy teachings, but it all depends on those who study them. The teacher teaches the same to everyone. But if some don't study, they fail. This definitely has to happen. A whole kingdom is to be established. You bathe in knowledge, take a dip in knowledge, and then become angels of the land of angels. That is, you become the masters of heaven. There is the difference of day and night. There, because the elements are satopradhan, the bodies are created accurately, means perfectly. There is natural beauty there. That is a land established by God. Now, it is a devilish land. There is a lot of difference between heaven and hell. The secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama are now in your intellects, number-wise, according to your efforts. The father says, make very good efforts. The daughters tour around to the new places. If there are good mothers, etc. there, then service has to be established there. If some don't go to a center, they cause themselves a loss. If some don't go to study, you should write to them, you are not studying, and because of this, there will be great loss for you. Day by day, many deep points emerge. These are diamonds and jewels. If you don't study, you would fail. You would lose the sovereignty of such an elevated heaven. You have to listen to a murli every day. If you leave such a father, remember that you will fail and then cry a great deal. There will be tears of blood. You must never stop studying. Baba looks at the register and sees how many come regularly. Those who don't come should be cautioned. Srimad says, if you don't study, your status will be destroyed. There will be a loss. Write to them in this way because only then will you be able to uplift your school center very well. Let it not be that if some don't come, you just forget about them. A teacher would be concerned that if many of his students don't pass, he would lose his honor. Baba writes, there isn't very much service happening at your center. Perhaps you just continue to sleep all the time. Achha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha. Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. Number 1. Don't decorate that old body. Live simply and make preparations to go to your new home. Number 2. Bathe in knowledge every day. Never miss this study. Blessings. May you be a bestower of happiness and receive respect from everyone by having humility and so greatness. The sign of greatness is humility. To the extent that you have humility, you are accordingly great because you are constantly full. The more a tree is laden with fruit, the more it will bow down. So, it is humility that serves and those who have humility receive respect from everyone. No one gives respect to those who have arrogance. They run away from such people. Those who have humility are bestowers of happiness. Everyone experiences happiness from them. Everyone wishes to come close to them. Slogan, in order to kick away sadness, keep the treasures of happiness constantly with you. Acha, Om Shanti. Sweet elevated versions of Mateswari. Song is, show the path to those who are blind, dear God. Since people sing the song, show the path to the blind. It means that it is only God who can show the path. This is why people call out to God. And when they say, show us the path, Prabhu, it is surely God Himself who has to come into a corporeal form from His incorporeal form to show us the path. Only then can He show us the path in a physical way. He cannot show us the path without coming here. Those people are confused and have to be shown the path, and this is why they say to God, show the path to those who are blind. He is then also called the boatman. That is, He will take us across the world that is made of the five elements to the other side. Beyond the five elements to the sixth element of great light. So, it is only when God comes from that side to this side that He can take us there. So, God has to come from His land. This is why He is called the boatman. He takes us boats, souls across. He will take across those who have yoga with Him, whereas those who are left will experience punishment from Dharmaraj and then be liberated. Let us go from the world of thorns to the shade of flowers. This can only be sung to God. When people are extremely unhappy, they remember God. God take us away from this world of thorns to the shade of flowers. This shows that there is definitely another world. All human beings know that the present world is filled with thorns, because of which people experience sorrow and peacelessness. Therefore, they remember the world of flowers. So, there definitely must be that world too, the sanskars of which are in souls. We know that sorrow and peacelessness are the karmic accounts of the bondage of karma. All human beings, from kings to beggars, are completely trapped in these accounts. And this is why God Himself says the present world is the iron age and it is made of all bondages of karma. The world before was the golden age, which was called the world of flowers. That world is free from any bondage of karma. It is the kingdom of deities who are liberated in life, but they do not exist now. When we say liberated in life, it does not mean that we were free from bodies. They did not have any awareness of their bodies. But even while in their bodies, they had no sorrow, that is, there was no need of any bondage of karma there. They would take birth, then depart, and would experience happiness from the beginning through the middle to the end. So, liberated in life means to be karmatit while alive. This whole world is trapped in the five vices. It means that the five vices are fully present here. But people do not have sufficient strength to be able to conquer these five evil spirits. So this is when God Himself comes and liberates us from the five evil spirits and enables us to attain the future reward of the deity status. Acha. Om Shanti.